Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. We are in Season 2, Episode 83. So, Episode 83. Last episode, we talked about being accountable to yourself. Now, in the world of fitness, a lot of the time, people want to know, why do people achieve things? Why do others not? Number one thing is effort and putting things into it and actually having attainable goals. We've touched on these numerous times, but just to kick off today's, it's like a one-off day. Today is going to just be a little bit of ranting. One-off, and that's what it's going to be called. So a one-off. We are going to just go on a quick little rant. When you put effort into things, you will get results. If you have an attainable program and a great plan, nutrition programming, that is where the best fitness stuff comes from. So if you do not have those, of course, I do offer those, and I would love to work with you. Online programming is one of the best ways to obtain things. Also understanding the breakdown. We've touched on this numerous times. How often you can work certain body parts, which body parts you can actually do more pull than push ratios, figuring out all of those things. The other thing is those plans, also understanding that recovery days, and we can't set PRs every single day. One of my favorite things is understanding that a rest day will benefit you more than you'll ever know. Sleep is one of the best things that you can ever put into your body. And when you do that, you will see the biggest results. You will feel fully recharged. When you run low and you burn yourself out, then you don't get as much hour to hour. You don't get as much work done. You don't get as much done in the gym. And then it kind of piles up. If you don't take care of yourself, you don't eat properly. It runs from day to day. Hitting macros, of course, is one of those things. So proteins, carbs, fats, super important. And we can always achieve things if we set out attainable goals. One of my favorite things when we're doing these things is you sit back and you actually realize meal planning on whatever day you need to for the next week make a huge difference. Understanding it'll save you money as well, so rather than eating out and eating things that are not good for you. I have noticed that in my own body, one of my favorite things is putting in a healthy protein with some carbs, kicking off a day, especially if you're starting to feel, we're going into sixth season here, getting some of those booster in you. Of course, in Canada, you can use booster juices like the company, but you could also just mix at home. Make sure that you're taking enough vitamins, D, zinc, C, taking care of yourself on that end, making sure you're getting fruit, protein, taking care of like cleaning, make sure you wipe your hands, doing all those things makes a huge different impact in our life. And if you stay healthy and not run down from lack of sleep, you are less likely to get sick. Numerous things have happened. People are traveling, all this, so this will impact your sleep. If you, for instance, are in contact with people that are, you have the flu or whatever it may be. So just understanding that. So going from there, another thing that I have noticed is injuries set people back all the time. We've touched on this numerous times, but you don't have to let it set you completely back. You can actually control and move forward and understand that your programming can be adjusted. You don't quit, because when you quit, it's way harder to start something up. But if you adjust a program, it'll make a big difference in your life and you will start seeing fully results. And you will then come back stronger and you'll realize you won't be set back. It's one of the things that I have noticed as I get older and more into training is you can really, really adjust a program much better onto those things, and not quitting will make your brain actually realize you can still obtain things. Another thing is making time with people. I've noticed that that is one of the most big, like one of the best factors in your life is the people around you will change your life and make the best. So have a support group, have those things. Make sure that you surround and remind people how much they mean to you, because they can make a positive, huge impact in your life, and you will need them in the good times, the bad times, all of them. So just remember that. That will set you up and you will make the biggest successes in your life if you do that. I have found that in the past, one of my favorite things is to remind myself of all those things in the morning. I, as I've stated before, love to read in the morning, set my brain up, set some goals, and then kick that positivity off, because then I can be reminded of all the positives and good things in the world and not let anything else affect it. You attract your tribe, and that usually happens. So people, if you sit back and start realizing exactly the kind of people you're attracting, remember that you can make a huge impact and change your life. And really, as you start contacting and dealing with more people, you can be that positive influence so that you can bring people's lives up. It's one of the best things you can do for yourself and for everybody in your life. You will feel way better, accomplished. You will then also attract people that are more like that, and that'll help you, and they'll remember when you did for them in those times. It's some of the things to remind yourself of as life happens. Things happen. Don't beat yourself up. Negativity will not help, and it'll just get you down. So remember all the positivity. Try to flip things and do that with your life. Now, into our closing points here, I am going to give you some things to focus on, but one of the biggest things is just remember, take a breath, and remember all the good in your life. And doing that right now will make a huge difference. So take your breath, and then just relax, Don't worry about things. Now, what are you going to do? One thing, write it down, that you are going to do for yourself. So what are you going to do today to make your life better? Remind yourself how amazing you are and all the positive influences you have in your life and how all the positivity that you can bring to other people's lives. Remind yourself of all the greatness in the world and all the great things that you have and all the privileges and all the amazing things that you have. Remind yourself of this. Do not allow negativity to get you down. Write it in big letters, write on a piece of paper so that when anything comes up in your day, you can just remind yourself of that. Reach out to people and remind them how amazing they are, because you will need people to get through every day. They will need you as well. And one positive pickup can do way more for you than you will ever realize. So in closing, write that down, remind yourself, think about it, and then realize keeping people in your life will make a huge impact, and you will make a big impact in theirs if you give all you can and spread the positivity. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.